Hello, everybody. It is Sunday morning, April 28th, I believe. And my name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker, licensed in 10 states, California, Washington, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Michigan, and Texas. And today is, like I said, is April 28th. And the title of this podcast episode is about knowing what you know and knowing that you don't know what you want to find out. I know that's a pretty tricky title, and I probably can't put it in my podcast description because it's too doggone long. But recently I had a conversation with a top real estate broker out of Arizona, and I also had a conversation with one of my colleagues, someone I've known for about 12 years in the state of Florida, also a business owner. And we both decided, sort of just talking, that we kind of know what's going on when it comes to business and sales. So let's talk about business. Okay, when someone says they're in business, that typically means, or traditionally that means, that they have a location. They provide products and services, and they try to find the best way to attract new clients. Okay, so that's really the definition that most people think of when they say, I own a business. But here is the outlier definition. Here is the definition, or the explanation that actually pays. When someone says they're in business, what that really means, especially thinking about where I came from over the last 20 years as a corporate executive, managing, you know, 75 account executives in Los Angeles, managing a book of business of $50 million per year. And damn it, I better raise that amount every year. So my president and CEO used to always say, you know, Clarence, you have to change that $50 million to $55 million. And then the $55 million must be $60 million. You know, you need to continue to grow that business, and you better not lose one. If you lose one, you better add two. That's the conversation that I always used to have with the CEO of the company when I was the vice president of sales. So when people say they have a business, 95% of the time, and I hope no one really gets offended. Every time you hear me talk about something on this podcast, it's about to help people grow. It's about helping stretch people to move outside of that comfort zone, to do more than they did last year. So here you go. When people use the word business, that they are in business, what they really want to do, or what they, the actions they really want to take, is to find ways to expand the business and not necessarily focus on doing the task. You see, the definition of business is really growing it and not letting it shrink, as opposed to, yes, I found the latest techniques to offer my patients. Yes, I just passed a certification so I can do what I used to do better. Okay, so that's really like a job thing. We call that in corporate America a task. We call that in MBA school a task. The word that you want to think about is effort. What things are you doing to increase or maximize effort? Because it's really effort that grows the business. Effort as opposed to task. So over the last couple of days, I was talking to a real estate broker in Arizona, and I realized that what she's doing is not necessarily focusing on, you know, being better as a real estate agent, being better as a real estate broker. What she is really doing is growing the business. And in her line of work, growing the business means finding more agents that will trust her to put for these agents to put their careers in her hands. So she has a formula to help agents do better than most brokers. And that's just my opinion. That's what I kind of surmised. That's my take after, you know, being in corporate America for 12 years and being an independent salesperson and a manager for the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, and having some, what I would consider some good managers, not many, and a whole bunch of crappy managers. So I took what she is doing as growing her business, which is totally different than selling a bunch of homes. She's growing agents. She's getting agents to put their trust into her. So the second conversation I had was with my colleague, and my colleague was talking about, you know, expanding the business. And I referred a prospect to my colleague there in Florida. And her and the prospect spent a lengthy amount of time on the phone. Was my colleague talking to the prospect about her product and services? Hell no. She was building rapport. This person has a lucrative business where he needs some website support and some other digital marketing services. So she spent a lengthy amount of time getting to know the prospect, and vice versa, the prospect getting to know her. So it was a very interesting week. And, you know, based on these experiences that I had with these two individuals, one in Arizona and one in Florida, it just pumps me up even more as a insurance broker / consultant. I was a consultant at the same time I've been an insurance broker. And the consulting firm, 321 Biz Development at 321bizdev.com, we support CPAs, attorneys, plastic surgeons, dentists, real estate brokers, or any business that has transaction prices starting at $1,000 or higher, or commissioned salespeople who earn commissions at $1,000 or higher. That's right. Being more mature in your business is what's going to get you over the top. Focusing on your products and services and just, you know, spinning your wheel, trying to, you know, find the best product or service, or trying to find the best sales pitch, that's not going to put you over the top. You have to find a way to really get into your feelings, as the saying goes these days, to find a way to be outside the box, to be that outlier. When everybody's doing a certain thing and most are just being average and many are losing, you have to find a way to win. And that's what we're doing here at my insurance brokerage and my consulting firm. And just to let people know, if you have a business where the transaction price is $1,000 or higher, or the commission is $1,000 or higher, we are accepting 3-minute videos for free for people to upload their videos to our site, which is our insurance brokerage. We have a link on our site called Support SBOs. And that link will feature business owners in the 28 regions that we serve. That's like 4 or 5 in California, about 4 or 5 in Florida, 2 or 3 in Georgia, 4 or 5 in Texas, you know, the mid-Atlantic states like Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Michigan, and soon to be New York and New York and Tennessee. That's right. So anyway, Clarence Napier, website insforsure.com, toll-free telephone number 866-901-9876. Take care and have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.